Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Brady to the Lions? That's what Chris Sims and Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. We don't think it's realistic.
No.
I don't think it's necessary because he is 46 years. He'll be 47 years old. 46 years old.
Don't you think he would want to come here more than they would want him?
No.
You
no.
Really?
Okay. I think he wants to go to, I would pick San Francisco. I would, there's a number of other places that I think he would. Now, one of the things that is,
say that they would be the top of the list, but it does make sense from his perspective, considering where the roster's at.
But there are still major deficiencies on defense. If he's going to want to go to a team that has, we can all talk about raising the expectations for the Lions and talking about NFC, being in an NFC championship game or the off chance that they're, within the next few years, a Super Bowl contender. But you're talking about the next few years. I don't know that it's next year.
No.
And when you are, and I know you like to continue to bring it up, when you're 46 years old, all right, you want instant gratification.
Okay, so in the Wide 9 last week, I had suggested that I thought a team that should be appealing to him is the Seahawks, that they possess many things that he would be
And I disagreed at that time.
So let's say this is all about getting to the 49ers, and then they say no. You know dang well he's going to be looking for a team that he thinks he can get on and beat the Niners with. And that's why, like I said, Seattle and his division stuff. Okay, I'm with you guys. This is very far fetched, but you got, you have two serious analysts here that are respected. Especially
right, I know.
Florio is on.
I know.
Whether you like him or not, he is a big name and made a name for himself, saying that this is certainly intriguing that the Lions have a lot of elements.
They do.
Okay,
they have some elements of what it was.
Offensively, yes.
Yes. Defensively, not even close.
As much as I'm sure he loves his alma mater, there's a lot of off-the-field stuff that he'd rather be in different places than Detroit, Michigan, I think, as well.
What do you mean off-the-field stuff?
Well, just the whole...
The marketability?
No, the whole deal with Giselle, this kid, where he wants to be, where is his kid's going to be, that all that stuff is BS. That's all.
Sure. Well, I would say
they have airplanes.
The potential deal he could get with Ford.
He probably has his own
deal. Like he needs more money. I mean, I know,
but they do. Okay?
I understand, but I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Let's try to make the case. Cause I think John brought up something interesting in terms of, moving on from golf. I think you could get a second for him. I don't think you could get a first.
No.
This is the year to get out from under him. Remember,
right.
The hit's not much. You bring in Brady, maybe he's probably not going to command $50 million like Aaron Rodgers does. So you'd have the 6th and 18th picks, and you use those if you go and sign Brady and move up to 3, trade 6 and 18 to 3 to the Cardinals, and you've put yourself in a position to draft the second best quarterback in the draft. Now, the one problem with that is that you don't know what the Bears are going to do.
Right.
And you're not guaranteeing yourself the second best quarterback.
And you don't know.
Because the Texans are going QB.
And you don't know if Arizona would take a 6-18 for it.
Well, the trade chart, they actually win a little bit.
I understand.
Okay.
But.
So you're bringing in the guy you're grooming underneath Brady. The other option with that pick in doing that is to get Carter or Anderson. And then you're addressing the defense. I don't know. It's intriguing.
I feel like
this is ridiculous temptation that they should resist.
Here we go. Here's some ticket text. Not interested. No, with about 8,000 O's. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. We're not getting Tom Brady. That's absolutely crazy. 50-year-old Tom Brady is a lion. LOL. His arm is weaker than Goff's. I disagree with that part.
Yeah.
This is Scott from Fenton. Take Tom Brady as our backup to Jared Goff. Brady, how about no? Sign Tom as Jared's backup. Problem solved. Johnny in Commerce. Yep. Tom Brady couldn't even throw the ball out of the end zone when he wanted to. Do not bring him here. I love how everyone loves Goff now when they were 1-6. They wanted him out of town. Goff is a check down quarterback. Go draft Stroud. And no, Jansen, he's not bad because he went to Ohio State.
I didn't say he was.
I know. Stoney, are you high? Unfortunately, no. You guys would be lucky to have Brady for a year or two. What if Tom Brady came to the Lions and Rob Gronkowski wants to come back as well?
Oh, that's that is legit.
That would be fun.
I can see him totally coming back.
That would be fun, I'll tell you that. selfishly, yeah. Selfishly, it would be great. I just don't think it makes sense at all. Matt and Jackson, you're 97 on the ticket.
Yes, actually, I think if Rob Gronkowski were to follow Tom Brady over to the Lions, that would make us definitely playoff contention, like Super Bowl contention, like almost locked in. It's not something that we need. It would definitely take away from the grit and all the hard work that we've done. But, at the end of the day, I want it. We want a Super Bowl.
How old is Gronk right now? He hadn't played in a year. I don't know how great he still would be. I mean,
he's fresh.
Is he better than Fred? Yeah, is he better than Brock Wright? Yes. Is he better than a Zylstra? Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
but the question about Gronk would
how
be
how much does it cost?
Well, not. I mean, you could find ways around those numbers, right. But how many of the 17 games will he play?
Yeah, he's always hurt.
He's been hurt a lot, and he's. That's the big question about him.
I mean, Brady could get a deal with Ford. Gronk could get a deal with the BBT. I mean, it would be like, come on.
That's right.
This is so, this is like the biggest dangling of something, because you just know the window's so small.
Right. Well, it's too unrealistic. That's the problem. Sometimes we get dangled with, oh my God, and it's possible. But this,
if you're, and this is what I've always, I'd say always, since Brad Holmes has been in town. He has preached the process.
Right.
He has preached about, don't get distracted. Don't do those things. If you're sitting here going, I want to build a winner, and not just one that, hey, in 2023 puts the possibility of a Super Bowl, I want the opportunity, and call me crazy, that within the next 5 years, not only do you have a chance at a Super Bowl, but you have multiple chances at a Super Bowl. The Chiefs are proving that that's possible. Cincinnati, I think we're in the infantile stages of Cincinnati proving that that's possible. Mm-hmm. I want that same thing for Detroit. If that's what you want for Detroit, then the answer to this is absolutely not.
Right. I mean, I'm going to say, would you guys, I feel like you would be whoring yourself out to everything that you've committed to by doing this. But he does give them a better chance to win next year. I disagree with those texts. He's still a better quarterback, and a lot of the problems in Tampa were protection.
Yeah. I mean, Tom is not a guy, much like Jared Goff, is not a guy that is elusive.
No.
Never has been. That's never been part of his game. But if you could protect him, he can distribute the football as good as just about anybody right now. I'm not going to put him in the category. If you had said, is the option Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes? It's Patrick Mahomes. Is it Tom Brady or Joe Burrow? The answer is clearly Joe Burrow. There's a select few that I would say I'd rather have those quarterbacks than Tom Brady.
248-539-9797-971 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.